Pokimane's editor.
Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always with my co-host.
IGN Live was great.
It's crazy that already happened.
Yeah, let me think I skipped.
No, but let's talk about. So we get, first of all, the topics. So we're going to be talking about Pokimane's editor. Talk about the price of a specific DLC, and is it worth it? And then there was the PlayStation State of Play. We'll talk about all the games there. But before we hop into it, let's talk about our week. My week is not. I mean, so it was crazy. I hear there's a cough there. I was sick last week. I did two different tests, not positive for COVID, but I feel like I did have COVID. I don't know. I got a vaccine for it the week before, and then I ended up getting sick last week, but I'm much better now.
When it's like cold and flu season, I want masks to come back, Dane, because
I was wearing dirty. I wore a mask that the week that I felt it. And then last week,
that should be normal, dude. During cold and flu season, mask should be on because being sick sucks.
I mean, there's specific people in my workplace that have masks, and it's random. So I'm assuming it's like, oh, they feel like they have a cold coming on, so they're wearing a mask. So good on them. But yeah, I was sick. I got back into Diablo. Almost spent money on it. Almost spent money on it.
Heard it's good.
I mean, it's. The thing is, I feel like the game is a little more difficult in a sense. Like, not skill based, but like enemies have more health. But I'm also causing that problem. I'm like making it. I'm increasing the difficulty because I want more XP. But in turn, it's increasing the difficulty of the enemies. And it's making it very hard for me. So I'm like leveling really slowly. I think I have to push back the difficulty so I can kill him a little more easier. And not have to take so much time trying to kill an enemy. But it's been fun. I've started two different characters. A rogue, a rouge, and a barbarian.
Moonline Rouge.
The barbarian is supposed to be the overpowered this season. So I started playing him, but the rogue is like, it's nicer because
you know what makes it easy mode. I don't know if I'm pretty sure this guy's in the game, Necromancer.
Yeah,
that's
easy,
dude.
He is. Yeah, he, because you can like summon. I mean, I don't know how it is because I haven't played him. Yeah. But the rogue I feel is funner to play because everything's distance. Well, you can, there's two different routes you can go. You can go melee or like a bow and arrow type thing. And the bow and arrow is so fun. Like, you can just keep your distance and just attack everything. I'm at the point, though, where, like, I don't have enough, like, AoE damage. So when I get a big mob, it's just, like, I'm taking forever to kill him. And then the barbarian is a complete opposite. Dude, I just disintegrate everything in my path. So it's pretty fun, the barbarian. But in the beginning, it was really slow. It was individual hits, and it's like, goddamn, this is taking forever. But yeah, so Diablo, I was sick, but I'm better now. And then, we might be another weekly podcast again.
What the?
Next week, maybe?
Oh, yeah. We are, right? Temporarily.
Temporarily, yeah.
It's the second Christmas for video games. I mean, E3's gone, but we're living through its virtual events and...
But I'm excited for the next one because we have the IGN Live. So hopefully we have good things to say about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, shit. I don't know if I should mention it.
I mean, you can mention whatever you want. Okay. I can cut it out if you want.
No, I'm not going to cut it out. So, like, there's an organization that they're giving out free tickets for IGN Live, and I could have signed up for it, and I would have gotten the weekend pass for it, but they want you to wear their clothes. I'm like, nah. I want to be stylish. Nah, dog. So funny.
But it's only for like you as an individual. It wouldn't be like a group thing.
I don't know. Like they want me to wear the clothes, but I guess I could roam around individually. Nah, dog. I'm good.
Nah. What about your week? How's your week been?
Damn, IGN Live was crazy. God, I got my dates mixed up. So I was just like, on Saturday, texted you, and I was driving on the way, and then you called. I was like, oh, shit. It's not this week. I thought it was this week.
So I essentially had messaged you earlier in the week to tell you, like, hey, I got my ticket. And I was talking about Saturday, but like that Saturday, not like this Saturday. And then you assumed, I guess, it was this Saturday. So yeah, I woke up and this guy messaged me on my way. And I'm just like, no, it's not this week.
Woo! Damn.
It's funny.
Yes, IGN Live was crazy.
It went by super quick.
Damn, it was crazy because like I was like looking forward to it. I was like, damn. It wasn't that way. I was like, damn, I got nothing to do. Played a shit ton of Hades. I almost bought everything in the game. I'm like missing, okay, I'm technically missing one thing. I had to buy one thing and I bought everything in the game. Is not going to take me 100 hours. My calculation was wrong. It probably took me about 50 hours.
Okay.
I'm still like, so last time I think I said I was 15 ranks away. I'm five. I'm on the last five.
Damn.
So once I saw the last five, I'm like, okay, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still a lot more.
Is it taking longer though, each rank now?
It's not. So thank God it's not that much longer.
Okay.
It's usually, so to rank up, I would have to beat the game about 10 times. So I have to beat it 50 more times.
I remember at some point in World of Warcraft, the last five levels, the XP was as much as the previous like 55 levels. So it was like, you're going to have to do that whole thing for the five levels. It's like crazy.
So there's 50 of those ranks. The last 15 is half of whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it. Because when you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, I only have 15 left. That's only halfway.
Yeah. Like, fuck. Well, you're halfway to the halfway.
Oh, I've been playing Elden Ring. Man, I'm getting my butt kicked, dude. Holy shit, dude.
Losing your gamer abilities?
I think I'm playing on hard mode because...
There's no difficulty setting on this thing.
Well, I mean, self-imposed hard mode. It's
no summons?
So usually when I play very efficiently and I upgrade my weapons. I have not been upgrading my weapons. I've just been... Because I'm trying to like rush through to get this one weapon. I want to use this...
Oh, you want to use all your resources on that one?
Yeah, okay. So it's like, man, I'm struggling, man. And it's like, I just barely beat... I beat the Tree Sentinel. It only took me an hour, but the first boss... I remember it took me three tries, I think, the very first time I played it. I was fucking getting wrecked, dude.
So this is like a little off topic, but since you said like... There's leveling in the game, and there's also like you can upgrade your weapon.
Yes.
And both are significant... like makes it easier for you as a player.
Yes.
What if you don't do both? Like specifically, it's like hard. You know how there's people that do like soul level four runs, like you don't level at all. But what if you also don't upgrade your weapon?
That's hard.
Because that's a huge buff. That is a huge buff.
I don't know if people actually do that, dude. That's
how early can you upgrade in Elden Ring?
I think the.
I don't think pretty it's early. Early, is it?
It's before the first boss.
Actually
upgrade.
Okay, I thought you couldn't upgrade until like the third or fourth boss.
As I was finding first boss, I'm like, man, should I upgrade my weapon? No. I could beat this guy.
Okay.
I could beat this guy. It took some time. You can kind of tell. Like, you know, I've been playing FromSoft games for a long time. When you hit an enemy and you see the damage you do, you can tell like, okay, you're not strong.
Like, you know what's funny is that moment happened when I was playing Elden Ring, and I was like doing damage on every enemy. I was like, yeah, this is getting easier and easier. And then there's a crystal enemy that you fight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hit them and like it didn't even budge, I was like, oh, this is going to be a little bit little difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the melee stuff didn't work on them, but I think magic works on them. But I wasn't magic, so.
What's crazy is... my computer is fucking... I think my capture card's dead. I'm not 100% sure because it's the capture card's complicated because it's Japanese. So the drivers are Japanese. The downloaded drivers are Japanese. And sometimes, like, it gets wonky.
Right.
The settings get fucked up because OBS and whatever. But so I was trying to like mess with it or try to fix it. But I'm like, damn, I think it might be dead, but I'm not 100% sure. But so that's why I bought Elden Ring for PC. And I mean, for a computer that's like 7 years old, damn, it's smooth.
Yeah.
Like, God damn.
Nice.
This is the computer that keeps on surviving. It's, dude, I think my computer is fucking old. I feel like I need a new one, but it's doing well. It gets weird when my controller gets disconnected. The wire's kind of fucked up, but starts stuttering.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but once I plug it back in, it...
I mean, all you have to do is upgrade the cable. Get a new cable.
I know.
Shit. Is it USB-C or micro USB?
No, it's USB-C.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's not USB-C. It's the PlayStation controller.
Oh, okay.
PS4 controller. What is it? Elden Ring, Hades, No Shows, fucking Kojima gave a recommendation to moving. That's the most expensive K-drama. And I was like, fuck. He said he cried in 3 episodes. I was like, fuck. He's like, I've never cried at an action scene. There's an action scene that made me cry. I was like, fuck, I need to watch it. And that's the Korean drama that Disney had faith in, and they put so much money into it. It's crazy. I don't understand how they had so much faith in it. Was a webtoon. So right. The webtoon must have been fucking great for them to put that much money into it.
I wonder like if it's not like a great thing for like these companies, but they probably just randomly will always select one thing and be like, all right, put as much money as you can in this and hope that this does well. And luckily it was good. So, but you haven't even started it, right?
I saw one episode and it was cool, but like it didn't like hook me.
That's the thing is, I realize I haven't been watching shows. And the last one I watched was the Game of Thrones. And it's because that first episode is really good. And then that first season is like,
it's good.
It's 10 out of 10, dude. It's really good. I really enjoyed that. And then it just goes down from there. But because I had already invested time in the first season, I watched the whole thing.
What's crazy about Game of Thrones is, dude, is one of the biggest downfalls of a fucking show I've ever seen. Dude, people were talking about that shit like crazy, looking forward to it.
Was it as bad or worse than, what is it, that one movie, that one show called, where they're stuck on an island?
Lost. No, I think Game of Thrones has a bigger downfall, man.
Damn.
That shit was bad, dude. It's just, damn, dude. People were, dude, man. I still recommend people to watch it, but man, the last 3 seasons. Sucked.
But I mean, because you can like obviously tell that last season, they were just trying to like seal it up. Like that was it. They weren't wanting to do more. And it's just like every episode is like, what's this? And then next episode, what's this? And then it just abruptly ends and you're just like, it's dumb. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of another show that fell down like that. And I can't think of one. Like, it was just super popular and just fucking... Oh, maybe Dexter, but it wasn't as popular. Dexter, what I heard, was really good and it just fell down.
Well, because I feel like certain shows, they just push it for too long. They just try to keep going at it and it's just like, bro, it's not there anymore. Just end that.
I heard that's what's going to happen with The Boys. They're extending it and people are like...
Don't just end it. Yeah, exactly.
It's on its last legs.
They use like the last bit of like its popularity to just get the last few views and they end it. And it's not fair to us as viewers when that happens.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what is the last, like I don't finish shows. It's probably a Korean drama. Moving, Mask Girl. Yeah.
You gotta finish your shows.
I need to finish one because I've been fucking paying. It's not even like I'm paying like Hulu, you know, it's this Korean thing called Viki. And I'm like, I've been paying $10 a month and I just am like 3 episodes away. I should just record it and I could edit it later.
Have you had the TikTok ad for like, it's a subscription based like tracking company. So it tracks like all your subscriptions and it tells you like, hey, you should probably not be paying for all these. You should probably get that on your.
I know I have 3. Hulu, Viki, and Netflix.
That you know of.
And
I mean, you also subscribe to PlayStation?
The worst was probably Apple Plus, because I was not watching Severance. Dang, that was such a... I had Apple TV for the longest, dude.
You know, I still have my my 3 months saved up. I still think I can take 3 months for free.
Damn.
And then just watch all of Severance.
Wait till season two comes out and then watch.
Wait until like it's on the last episode and then just start streaming all of it.
Yeah, it's funny. I was like, man, I'm trying to make more content and I don't. And it's funny because like, I mean, I've been streaming once a week and that's been kind of like people cop it. I noticed people will hop in who haven't seen it in a long time. So once a week is not bad. The growth is where reaction videos are.
Yeah, exactly.
I should just do that. And TikTok.
I mean, be like Jinxu. You know, he like makes his own content even off stream because he was caught streaming when he was trying to just make a video. So, yeah.
We're going to try to make some clip. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You're going to be your own editor?
The TikTok clips will be back. I'm just going to do TikTok. I'm not going to post anywhere else. It's hard.
I mean, just what you should do is just share your TikTok videos on Instagram.
I'm supposed to mention this because I want this to be clipped. This is like off topic. Do you know how you recognize if a Chinese restaurant's really good?
Oh no.
No, it's not racist.
No, right? But it's funny because I think I saw the video that you're talking about.
Okay, so I don't know what the video you're talking about.
So it was a woman, this girl that went to a Chinese restaurant. Hmm. She enjoyed it. And then she got her food to go. She went back home and she had a bag that had all of like the Yelp comments on it. Mm-hmm. And all of the Yelp comments were essentially comments saying like, hey, this is too spicy. It's too much food. Like, why are they packing it with so much rice? It was just comments of people not liking it because it was either too spicy or just too much food.
Mm-hmm. That is not what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So there's three indicators, right? You go, this is not just a Chinese restaurant, just like a ethnic restaurant.
Right, okay.
So let's say if you go to a Mexican restaurant, you go inside, and just a lot of Mexicans in there. You know this place is dope. Or Chinese restaurant or Korean restaurant, only Koreans, like a whole shit ton
of them. There's a taco spot where like it's the cheapest price tacos. And yeah, there's always a line at the door, and it's all just Mexicans there.
The other two reasons is strictly only for Chinese restaurants. If you go in, and you know it's a husband and wife, and they just start arguing like crazy, you know the food is going to be busting. And then the number two indicator is when you go in and you see their kid in one of the booths doing homework. You know the food's going to be busting.
Where'd you get this from?
I don't know. This is just my own observations.
That's funny.
Should be a TikTok. Should be a TikTok clip.
Yeah, do a TikTok and then just be like, you know how you can find a good Chinese restaurant?
Oh, and if the Yelp reviews are bad, right? That's what you said.
Yeah.
I think Freddie Wong said something like that. I saw a video.
I mean, it was essentially like all white people. Or people that like aren't a fan of spice that were talking shit on the restaurant, but they put it on their bag. It was just a bag full of bad reviews.
Should we get?
Damn.
Should we get it? Wait. So I saw a TikTok. I didn't post it on my TikTok. I posted it on my Discord. And the guy's like, "What's your hot take?" You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen a few, but I don't think I have the specific one.
Damn, I don't know if I should say it.
Mm.
A certain group of people can't cook.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. And he goes, why? He goes, well, think about it. In America, if you can cook, you're a celebrity chef. No other country does that.
Oh, my God. Dude.
He goes, they even mentioned in the movie Ratatouille, the rat cooks better than all of France.
Like, what the?
This is not my opinion. This is what the guy was saying.
That's so funny.
Oh, I was cracking up.
That's good. That is good.
Whew, we got hot spicy.
Anything else for your week?
No, that's it.
So let's go on to the first topic. The Pokimane
spicy
editor. Spicy content.
Now, but did she reveal this on the Trisha podcast, or did she reveal this? No, she revealed it, it was on a clip.
On a clip. So it was on her stream.
Yeah. It was on her stream.
But like, it's one thing for her to tell everyone, like, that's fine because it's
people don't know what the editor did.
That's her thing. But I mean, like, you can make.
So the editor got a really buff arm. Editing Pokemon.
I mean, I'm down to just talk about it. Like, so Pokemon had an issue with her editor not releasing content on time.
Yes.
Not editing and releasing the content on time. And after, I guess, maybe months or something, I don't know exactly the timeline, but he was like, hey, I'm ready to reveal why I haven't been releasing my content on time. Mm-hmm. And he was doing stuff to himself while watching her clips that he was editing. But the thing is, like, the first one is why would you tell that to her? Just keep it to yourself. Just be like, hey, I can't edit your videos anymore.
It's weird because I think, like, in his weird mind, he thought the best possible outcome, I believe, she's going to go out with me.
That's hot. Let's go out. What the heck, dude? So,
I mean, in his mind, he probably thought he's probably a little acoustic.
I think so. I mean, but it is, I mean, I just don't know why he would tell her that. And then I guess for her to tell her stream, it's fine when you have that information, but it's just, I don't know why he would tell her that. I don't know why you would say that to someone. Specifically the person that you're doing the clips for and doing that to yourself.
He really thought he had a chance. That's the only thing I could think of.
I don't think so. I just think maybe it was like a guilt thing. Like, he was doing it for months and he was just like, it's just messed up. I have to tell someone. Let me tell the person that I'm doing it to. That's ridiculous. That's
bad. I bet you he'd beat us in arm wrestling.
I'm assuming no longer her editor.
I hope so. He gets promoted.
I know. Well, I didn't watch her whole clip, but I know at some point in the clip she says she ended up paying him for the time that he already spent editing the clips and stuff. So, but yeah, I don't think he's the editor anymore. So hopefully she can find someone who has a similar style.
To be honest, too, and damn, dude, like, that's. I mean, that's a pretty dope job. I mean, he probably got paid well. I think it'd be pretty dope to be on Pokemon's team. Just any part of her team.
I think it's dope for any of the higher end streamers, like,
yeah,
to be an editor like that. But yeah, no, I don't.
He ruined a perfectly good job. we'll flip this, right? What if that guy, right? He wanted to edit our stuff.
Would you let him? Huge discount, though. Huge discount. Though. But no,
he's like work for free.
Oh, you guys,
perfect. Hired.
Oh no.
No, but I wouldn't get another. So
that's crazy, man. What's crazy is, like, I heard Pokemon rolls with. I keep on calling it Pokemon. It's supposed to be Pokemon. Because their names are Mon.
But everyone,
yeah, I know,
says Pokemon.
But yeah, I heard her team's like 20 people, dude.
Wow.
Full-time people.
She making. Because, what is it? I'm sure XUC has some people. He just, he never talks about it, and he never is like public about.
I mean, his webcam just speaks for itself.
Yeah. Because some people seem that way. So I don't even know. I don't know. I feel like XUC is one of the guys who, like, he did it from the beginning on his own. And now that he's so big, he can obviously afford to pay people to edit stuff. But, I mean, that's mainly for YouTube. And YouTube would bring in a large source of income. You know, not as much as his streams now, but I'm sure it's, you know, probably like 100,000 a year or more, if even. So, yeah.
Well, this is on a side note. I just want to mention. We have our hand on the pulse. We talked about Solo Leveling, Kaiju Number 8.
For anime.
Spy X Family, Chainsaw Man, blowing up. But you know what's the next thing that's going to blow up? Even though I don't think both of us read it or watch it or going to watch it. But Sakamoto Days.
That's the that's the old assassin.
That's the next thing. That's
old man assassin. That's funny because I did read it.
Sheesh! Your hand in the pulse. Let's go.
It's such a good one. It's such a good. It's a very PG when like the whole concept is not PG because he's like a ruthless like killer assassin essentially, mm-hmm. and he's like he's done with that. So now he has a wife and kid, and things still happen to him. And then I think, I believe it's in like another assassin comes into his life, but not wanting to assassinate. He wants to like learn from him, and he doesn't teach him like straightforwardly. But you know, when things happen, he kind of like is taught a lesson essentially every time.
I need to slow things down.
No, and then the next thing was Elden Ring.
Yes.
DLC, $40.
$40. So almost a full game.
No, it's not anymore. That's half a game. $70 games now. It's good DLC.
Yeah.
But I think
half
it's
a game. Okay.
Specifically for Elden Ring, I think it's worth it. I like if other games did the same thing and it was $40, I'd be like, nah, it's 20 at max, man. I would not pay $30 or $40 for DLC. But Elden Ring is a whole nother beast. They do good stuff. They don't have microtransactions and stuff. So I think it's really worth it for Elden Ring. And then, like you've said, for all like Dark Souls games, the DLCs is like difficult.
It's way
like
harder.
Yeah. So it's going to be at least 10 hours of good content.
I think it'd be longer, Dan.
Or long. Yeah, longer. I mean, if you know, die 50 times from each boss.
I'm just thinking, how much harder could the boss be? Like, they've always made the bosses harder and harder. Like, dude, I don't know what else you could introduce. Like, Millennia is pretty cheap. Two of them? Like, I don't know. Like, what?
I was talking to a coworker about Dark Souls in general, and he says, like, bosses are very much similar in Dark Souls games, but Elden Ring has very, very unique bosses. Which I'm pretty sure other games will eventually make copies of those bosses. But yeah, you, like these bosses are very unique in comparison to like previous Dark Souls games. So
a lot of the bosses in Elden Ring, I noticed, have AoE attacks. A lot of like Dark Souls, they don't have AoE
right, yeah,
attacks.
It's just like a straightforward frontal attack. But this one, like you can be behind them trying to dodge and it still hits you because it's the AoE. So yeah, so that's something I'm excited for. Is these bosses for the main game have been very, very different than previous bosses. So I'm excited for what the DLC is gonna bring.
What's different is usually like to access the DLC, you have to do some weird stuff. This one, you just have to beat the game. You beat the game. You have to beat the game. You have to be Elden Lord to reach the next.
I need to see if I still have my heart. Saved. Copy of
I'm trying to fucking beat it before
the beaten one. Yeah, because you're doing the PC version.
Oh man, I don't know if I can. That game is long. I mean, if I even just do the main bosses, I don't know if I can.
When is it? June 20?
Soon.
It's this month, I think.
It's this month. It's like 20 something. 20th maybe.
I'm gonna look it up.
One thing that's blank content I don't like. I hate the way fighting games do their DLC. They release character packs. And you know who's like, damn, dude, they got me. I always criticize, like, yeah, I always wait for, like, Street Fighter, the final complete edition before I pay for it. There's one fighting game that I still pay for the character packs, Smash Brothers. And I don't even fucking play that game.
I know.
It's like, every time they release a character pack, I'll buy it.
Well, I think I paid for like all of the next fighters, but I haven't even loaded it up to download those versions at all.
Yep. Yep.
I think the last one I got was, no, it wasn't Ryu. There was someone else.
The last one was Minecraft.
I didn't get that one.
Steve.
I didn't download that one. So
Minecraft,
whatever.
The Kingdom Hearts guy, Sora.
Oh, Sora was the last one I got then.
I forgot who the third person was, but they're the only guys that get me. But Street Fighter, be releasing him character. That's $100+ game, dude, if you think about it. I mean, they got me with Smash. was like, I think it's like 15 or 20 bucks for each character. There's only two character packs.
I mean, Smash is a damn good game.
It's cool. It's all right.
Yeah, Street Fighter V, I think I bought the game plus the deal, like the next season DLC, and I only played the first season, didn't even load up the second season that I paid the content for, so I haven't even gotten any of those characters. And the thing I was excited for the most was, the Monster Hunter outfits that some of the characters got. Mm-hmm. Didn't even get that. Didn't even download it. Haven't played Street Fighter V in I don't know how long.
They're on Street Fighter VI now. They moved on.
And they're about to get on 7 probably.
Announced this summer.
And speaking of announcements, the PlayStation...
State of Play.
State of Play. I forgot the name for a second.
I'm going to be honest, man. This is coming from my point of view. They're the worst company when it comes to making these things. I think Xbox does a better job. And Xbox doesn't have games.
So then that goes in the question, like, should E3 still have been a thing? Or not E3. Where was it? Well, the thing where they announced all the games. It was like PlayStation, Microsoft, Sony. Fest? No. Oh. The event that they canceled already.
E3.
Was it E3?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the electronic stuff.
Yeah, E3.
But E3. Do you think they should have canceled that then? Because I feel like they had a better way of announcing it at E3. Because I feel like they had to focus more on like a specific time frame. So it's better. Now that they released like their own thing. So, it's, you know, for PlayStation, it's State of Play. They have more time because they don't have a limit really. And I feel like it's even worse.
I think they need to make these things when they're ready. And when I mean ready, you need to have some heavy hitters.
Like, but I mean, the point of...
I think these guys are trying to copy Nintendo, but Nintendo's their own thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, the thing is with like announcing something early is they want pre-orders. They want to make sure they have money before they invest more into a game. And if it doesn't get enough, they like start slowing down production before it's even finished, which I think sucks. But let's get into it.
I mean, we're in this like generation of the TikTok generation. If you don't have something, it has to be a lot of good shit. People are just going to be like snooze.
But I mean, like, what's crazy is specifically with Sony, they don't even have to make a State of Play. They can literally make 4 different trailers that are specifically for TikTok and they'll take off. Like, just do a 1 minute, 2 minute like trailer on the game and just post it. That's it.
They could, but they're not forward thinking like that. You know who recently did a TikTok and is like blowing up? The new Venom.
Oh yeah?
Venom trailer. I was like, at first I thought it was a joke. I was like, what the fuck is this?
What's the trailer?
It's like a super teaser trailer where he's on a horse, Eddie Brock. All of a sudden the horse turns into Venom and he's riding the Venom horse and Venom 3 or 4. I don't know which
one. But yeah, like super quick clips like that. Just make TikTok clips. That's all you have to
make
do.
Make a popcorn bucket.
Mm. Deadpool.
Are you gonna get it?
But let's hop into the State of Play. So
I listened to it, but I glanced down at it when I heard one announcement.
Oh, okay. I watched the thing, and we'll go for it from the top to from beginning to end. We had the first game was Concord. It's a free gunning game, first person shooter. It looks interesting with like the individual characters and the unique quirks that they have. And it reminded me of Overwatch, but yeah, the thing is, I don't think that's a good thing for me. Cause like I've played Overwatch. I'm kind of over Overwatch.
Have you seen the Marvel Overwatch?
They had this in there, but what is it? Marvel Rivals.
That reminds me of Overwatch more.
I mean, yeah, because the style is meant, like, they have, like, the, yeah, there's objectives and stuff.
I don't know. I'm just, for me, I will no longer trash a game from what I see because of Helldivers 2.
Mm.
That, what a surprise. Mm. I never played the game, but I'm like, I can't judge a game by a trailer anymore. Usually when you see a trailer, you can be like, yeah, this game's kind of going to be trash.
The thing is, also with Helldivers, like, you had to get in there from the beginning. Because, like, I haven't touched that game since like, that first initial launch. And it was, like, super fun. A lot of things to do. But right now what's happened is I think the robots are gone. It's only, like, the bugs. And they're supposed to announce, like, a new enemy, but they haven't done that yet. So, I don't know.
It's going to be interesting because I feel like the hype for it has died down.
Yeah.
I want to see if they can
if it comes back, yeah. I mean, if they can use TikTok, I'm telling you.
Sheesh.
And TikTok's supposed to go away, so we'll see.
Fuck.
The second game was an announcement for God of War Ragnarok on PC.
Yes.
Which I think you're excited for since your PC got new spark of life.
Is the other God of War out for PC?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think it is.
I'm not sure. Did you play?
So. Man, I tried to get into it. I just can't get... It's good. It's good, but I don't know. I just keep on losing interest.
It's going to be super smooth on your PC, so it's fine.
I keep on losing interest in it, man. I don't know why.
I think... I don't know. I was going to say story-driven games, but we played Last of Us and we loved it.
Yeah, Last of Us.
You know, so it just depends on the story. It's not like your type of story, I guess.
I think I just don't care. I don't care, dude. Like
a game that I don't care for.
Okay, here maybe this is what it is, right? Like he's supposed to play this like I played the other God of War games and now he's like they try to make him sympathetic and just
he's
like,
a dad.
I don't care, dude, because he's done so many bad things.
You brutalized Hercules. What the fuck?
He's done so many bad things. I don't care, dude.
I know. He's tortured gods. The next game is Dynasty Warriors Origins, which I mean, I'm finding interesting. I haven't seen in a Dynasty Warriors game in a while. The last one that I remember is the Zelda one.
Pokemon's editor. The Nasty Warrior.
But yeah, it's a game that I haven't seen in a while, so
yeah.
I'm excited to see more of it.
I think I played Dynasty Warriors 3. Yeah. Not my type of game.
But like it's not my style of game to continuously play, but it is a game where it's like when you would just want to get some rage out.
Funny is
Dynasty Warriors.
Speaking of Dynasty Warriors.
The Nasty Warrior.
We had an ex-coworker. I'm not going to say who it is, but he was playing. Because, you know, those battles could take forever.
Yeah.
You're trying to power your way to the generals.
Right, right.
And he was on this level for an hour, and he dies. And he goes, oh, what the fuck, man? You know, with that voice, you know who I'm talking about. End the story. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. The next one, which this was really jarring to me. The first few seconds, it's called Infinity Nikki, and the first like literally the first frame, my first thought was Final Fantasy. Like it's another like Final Fantasy style game RPG. Super excited, and then it continued, and it was a fashionista game.
Fashion's back, baby.
I don't know, man. It's just not, you know. I feel like it's more tailored to a specific audience, and I'm not that audience. But
there is an audience.
Yeah, the Dynasty Warriors. yeah, I mean, the first frame got me, and then it turned into the game it is, and I was like no longer interested. It seems, you know, like an interesting fashionista game, but I'm not a fashionista, so not my style of game. Next one, which I am excited for, Ballad of Antara. Antara, I think is how you say it. This game looks more in line with my style of game. Dark, gritty feel. It's the combat. I mean, there wasn't like literally like a frame, I think, of combat. But it seemed like it was like a Dark Souls style. It's like the open, like if you dodge in time, you dodge the attack type of deal. So style, very Dark Souls styles game. Reminded me of like Black Desert Online type game.
Free to play.
Yeah, because it had the that MMO combat feel that Desert Black Desert Online has. So, because every character had like a different fighting style, and they had like four that they showcased. I don't know if there's gonna be more, but it looked interesting. I'm excited, and if it's free to play, I might even dabble in it. So, and then game number six was Behemoth. This reminded me of Bethesda-style game, but the trailer is more geared towards VR. So I don't know if it's only going to be VR, but I really liked the huge Titan battlefields. So
VR,
very interesting, very interesting. But yeah, VR is not. I was dabbling into VR. I mean, I have both an Oculus Rift. Or I have an Oculus Rift, an Oculus Go, and an Oculus Go 2. So I spent a lot of money on VR. The Rift, I bought like four cameras. You know, I had a whole wire extension thing. There's still holes in my roof from where I had all the wires dangling. And I invested some money, but I don't know. I didn't spend so much time in it anymore. Next game is Alien Rouge Incursions, Alien Rogue Incursions. Another VR game though, so I don't know. I'm curious if this is gonna work with like with streamers, because you know a scary game is always like a big thing for streamers, so it might be nice. And then game number eight was Marvel Rivals, and Overwatch. I've seen streamers playing it. It looks interesting, but.
Overwatch.
Yeah. Game number nine, Where Winds Meet. I think this is the one you're interested in.
Wait, going back to Marvel Rivals, it'll do well if it's free.
Is it free right now for early access?
I have no idea.
Okay, okay. I didn't check, so I don't know either. And then number nine was Where Winds Meet. And then the only thing I have on this one is Sekiro, question mark?
No, yeah.
It seems like a very much... like a Sekiro successor. I'm curious as how good that's going to be. If it's close to that, I'm going to have to actually play Sekiro. Because I've only played like an hour of Sekiro. That first like mini boss or like harder difficulty character, that sumo samurai guy, he killed me like six times. In the very beginning, he's like the first big enemy that you fight. He's not even like a boss. He's just...
Yeah. Mini boss.
Yeah. And he killed me. He wrecked my shit. And I was like, God damn it. I can't get the timing right for dodge. I can't get the parry right for parrying. And I was like, nah, I can't. I don't want to like spend so much time learning a whole new game. Because I feel like I was... what was it? By the time I actually played it, I feel like Elden Ring was about to come out. So I was like, no, I don't want to learn a game right now before I'm going to play another one. So, and then we have Until Dawn, which I think it's coming out for PS5. It was originally came out for the PS4 in 2015. And this is another game where it's like, I wonder if it's going to get big again because of streamers. It's another like scare guy type game. So might be interesting. Might be interesting. And then the one I'm excited for, Path of Exiles 2.
Diablo.
But I'm curious because it's coming out for PS5, which I don't know why. For me, when a game comes out on a console rather than PC, I'm more interested in it. And same. I had a nostalgic feel for a game called Champions of Noroth, an old style
PS2 game.
Yeah, and I have the physical copy of it. But it's a game that I really enjoyed. I spent maybe like 150 hours in that game. Super enjoyable. And I don't know why, like there was a scene in the trailer in Path of Exiles 2 where there was like a kind of like a deserty environment, but it was turning into like a forest environment. And when I saw that scene, I immediately thought of Champions of New Earth, and I was like, oh my God, I hope it's like that. The only reason is I didn't get into the first one was it got convoluted with the skills. Like, you get a skill, and then you can kind of branch out in that specific skill, and then you can add gems into the skill to make it even more powerful. And it's like, bro, there's too many, like, things that I can do that it's overwhelming. So I was not messing around with it. I was like, have the game auto like attach everything for me. And then when I was getting like deeper into it, I was like, man, I don't like it. There's more they're adding onto it. And it's just like, I don't want to sit down and learn all this. It's too confusing for me. So, but I'm excited for this one. Like the, at least what they had, it seemed like a very dumbed down version. And I'm hoping that's the case. It looked exactly like Diablo. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe this is the game you're excited for. Number 12, mm-hmm. Silent Hill Dose.
Finally. Release date.
Part 2. I didn't write it on here. When is it coming out?
October
23rd. Oh.
I always wait for a console for a specific game. This might be the PS5. This might be the
so
game.
Ridiculous, man.
That brings you.
It's a re-release of a game.
Yes. What's not? It's a remake. What's crazy is, man, like, I have a viewer that really loves Silent Hill, and he always hounds me because I never beat it with all the endings. I'm like, bro, like, he's like, you didn't truly beat it. Elden Ring, I didn't beat all the endings.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It's like, I beat the game. To me, that's good enough. I didn't get the best ending, so, like, and it's so weird because, you know, it's always a divide. People either really love Silent Hill 2 or Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 does circles around Silent Hill 2. I'm sorry. They're both good games, but Resident Evil 4 is on another level, man.
Yeah, that Silent Hill series or franchise, I've never played it, but I've heard you always talk about it, say good things about it, so, I mean, I'm interested, but...
The thing I hate about Silent Hill 2, like, okay, so Zelda, Breath of the Wild, and Tears of the Kingdom, they do puzzles well. Resident Evil, the puzzles are, like, other games, the puzzles are so simple. There's this puzzle that pisses me off in Silent Hill 2, where it's like a trash chute. I mentioned this before. It says, oh, you need something heavy, and it'll drop down to the floor so you can grab the item. So I'm looking for it heavy as shit. It's orange juice. You dump orange juice into it, it slips, makes it slippery. I'm like,
and that's not heavy. That's I think a translation error, rather than, you know,
it's the stupidest puzzle in the freaking world. And I'm like, in my head is like, how would I figure that out?
But yeah, like, I think that's a translation error. Like instead of heavy, they meant to say like slippery or something. I have no clue.
Orange juice wouldn't make it slippery; it'd make it sticky. I'm pissed, man.
Lubricated, okay?
You know lubricated. Who else is lubricated? Pokemon. Nah!
The Dynasty Warriors. And then the next game is the one I'm excited for. Number 13, Monster Hunter Wilds.
Finally.
Which, when you saw the first trailer, the trailer the first time, the teaser, you said you weren't that excited because, you know, we had just got off of the other Monster Hunter game. But I'm excited. I mean, with this one specifically, they showcase two new, unique monsters. Well, they're not, obviously, there's always, Monster Hunter always has like a flagship monster. There's like a main monster that is going to carry itself in the game. It's the, like, not usually the most difficult monster, but it's the main one that the story focuses on. And obviously these two were not it, but they were unique monsters, a little bit different than what you would normally see. And I'm excited, I think, because it's just a new world to explore. So I'm going to play it until I explore all the new worlds that this one has, all the new maps. And then once I do that, I'll focus on the monsters themselves. And then once I master most of the monsters, so be it again. So I usually get around 50 hours, maybe, on a game now, but that's good enough for me, man. I feel like I haven't had a game that I can get excited for. Monster Hunter is one for me. And I mean, Monster Hunter is the reason why this podcast exists. So, fantastic game. Super excited. I'm definitely picking this game up.
Is there a release date?
You know, I didn't write any release dates on this thing.
It's probably 2025.
No clue. No clue. And in the last game, it was like a showcase, really, of Astrobot, which I find enjoyable. I don't know if this is going to be a paid game or like another free game, because when the PS5 first came out, they gave you a free Astrobot game. I really liked it. It had a bunch of mini games. Each mini game had like a high score that you can share with your friends. I was number one on those for like a week, and then Bojong, who you know, beat the shit out of all my records. And I tried to choose a game and beat his record. I don't know how the fuck he got that score, man. I feel like he was cheating, but it was a style of like, it's one where you slide on ice and then you have to get to the bottom as fast as possible. And I know that he's really good at speed games or racing games specifically, because he was like number one in the world for Mario Kart. And so I know he can get there fast, but I don't know. I don't understand how he did it that fast.
Just don't use joke weapons when you play Monster Hunter with Bojong.
He, like, the fastest I could get was like 2 seconds away from him. And there, like anything I tried, I could not go sub like even 1 second from that time. I was like, I have no clue how to go even faster. I kept getting the same time over and over and over. And I'm like, I have no clue how he went faster. So
YouTube it.
I didn't want to YouTube. I wanted it to be natural. And I couldn't beat him. But yeah, that was it. 14 games.
It's just funny because I always say make tips and tricks videos. If you want to get big, make tips and tricks videos for Elden Ring DLC, how to beat the bosses. Tips and tricks. So I made it. It wasn't really a tips and tricks, but how to beat this one part in Celeste.
Yeah.
And Bojong saw it, and he's like, I didn't think of doing it. He did it the hard way. There is a hard way, but I did it the smart way. He's like, I didn't even think about that. And I was like, you're welcome. You're welcome, dude.
You know what's funny is I was planning on making like a tips and tricks, but the video was going to be, if you want to get good at this game, just be good. And then I'm just going to show up like me killing the boss, like every single boss, like super quick, like 1 second videos of me just
getting
the final blow.
DLC.
And then they're going to, you know, it's like that. There's the like a drawing joke where it's like how to draw an owl, and it's like it draws a circle. And it's like, and then draw the fucking owl. And it's just a fucking majestic owl that someone drew out of the circle.
You know what's funny is because this is all my FromSoft games. When I'll play it, and I could kill the boss, but like, I want to kill it stylishly. I let him kill him. People are like, what the? You haven't beaten him yet. It's like, no. That, I got to kill this guy stylishly.
You know, one of my favorite clips is, it's one that you put in on your YouTube. Where it's me with a great sword.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's yeah. I know remember. It's a lava monster.
Magnetor?
Yeah. And I timed it just right, so like I hit him as he's like charging towards
ding,
me.
Ding.
And you're like, oh, in the video. It was so yeah. good. One of my favorite moments.
It's gonna come back.
Hopefully.
Monster Hunter.
Hopefully. But I've gotten away from the great sword. I've been trying to do other stuff, but I usually, the hammer's been good for me, but I always want to go back to the greatsword, and I always stop myself because I'm always trying to like master another weapon. So I got good with the hunting horn, the hammer, and the long sword a little bit, but like I feel like the long sword is cheating because it has like moves that are invincibility moves where you can't even get hit, but
so
you can hurt
dual swords.
I mean, you can still technically get hurt with a dual sword, so you can't like just go berserk the way it has. But with the I mean, the same thing with the longsword. Like, it's not like invincible all the time, and you have to like time it right. But usually, like it's a long window for that one. So you just like set it up. The guy hits you, and then you like just go through him and damage him a lot. I feel like it's just a cheap move.
You know what game? I mean, what weapon is consistently like high tier?
Bow,
always.
And I have always, no clue dude. How to use it, dude. I can't even almost, kill bugs with that.
Almost
thing.
Every iteration, the last five games, bow has been like S.
No, the strongest bow though, Kelby bow.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kelby bow,
pretty good.
Kelby bow had the highest.
I didn't use it.
Had the fastest kill times.
It only works game. Though. You need a group of four. You couldn't solo with the Kelby bow. That's the problem.
I don't know.
That's the problem. You needed a group of four.
Kelby, though. It's so funny because Kelby is a creature that's just roaming around like a deer. And so you're able to make that weapon, and it became the strongest weapon because of a status thing that they didn't really like take into account. And yeah, using the four people, like you stack it times four, and it was just super crazy fast.
I just hope the next Monster Hunter, the end game has to be good. Like that'll make or break that game. I think I'm still gonna pick it up.
I want another one where I don't know if it was Ultimate. There is one where. It gave you random missions and you can save the mission permanently if you wanted, and the mission would never have the same rewards. It would always be random rewards, and that one was my favorite one because it became a thing where it's like, find a weapon that I specifically wanted with the stats that I wanted, and that's it. And I wanted to like do one for paralysis, one for sleep, one for, you know, lightning, one for all the elements. And I ended up getting every single item I wanted for that specific weapon, but that was it. But I mean, it took forever. That was probably the game that I spent the most time on, which was like, I mean, for me, it's a lot. For you, it's not, because you've done double that. I think it was 600 plus hours for me. I think you've dropped at least 1,000 plus hours on a single Monster Hunter game, which is crazy to me.
I was trying to hit rank 999. To be honest, I was going for 999 and I didn't make it, man.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't make it.
Was that was the game that we were playing that we met for the podcast, right?
Yeah.
That was Karosh at the meetup.
600 something. I was going for 999, man.
That's crazy. And people hit it, but because they were farming XP. You weren't doing that.
No.
You were specifically like helping people out. You were doing way lower rank missions that you needed to. So not maximizing your XP level, but good for you though. But yeah, there was times where we went back to the beginning of the game with our high end characters and just carried people over and over and over again.
Same old key quests,
man.
Same old missions.
I feel like that needs to come back. We need to make like events for Street Pass. Or for Monster Hunter. But I mean, like, the thing is, it's on PS5. It's not a mobile one.
Nope.
I mean, what's the last one? The, I already forgot the last
Double
game.
Double X?
No, the very last game that came out. For
World?
Switch.
Oh, Double X?
It wasn't Double X. It was,
Cross?
Monster Hunter. The one with the dog. I already forgot. It's like the last game, Iceborne. No, that was a DLC for it.
I'm trying to figure out the name for it.
Damn it. The DLC was Iceborne. Monster Hunter. No, that was Worlds. What was it? Switch DLC or Switch game.
Rise.
Bro, Rise. That's the last game in it. And I think I played as much as Worlds on that one.
I didn't play Rise that much.
I didn't play the Iceborne that much, though. The DLC for Worlds. I think that I played the shit out of Worlds. The DLC came out. I probably played just... I didn't even beat the DLC. But
so you think this Wilds one is probably going to be more like Worlds, right?
I think it's going to be more like Worlds.
So it's not going to have a lot of skills. The newer ones, Rise and all that, have skills.
I think the game style is going to be more like Worlds, but they might have just as many skills as Rise. Because I feel like they found a good one with Rise. I mean, they feel like, because that one, I think, made the most money. But it's also because it's Switch. Like, Switch makes a lot of money, you know? There's a lot of Nintendo fans are also Monster Hunter fans. Because that's kind of like how the franchise... It started, you know, with the 3DS or the DS, PSP, but then it went into Nintendo.
World was cool. That, I think, brought in so many players.
Yeah, like a new set of players.
Yeah.
But I feel like Rise brought in more money, though, for them. So maybe they're going to try to do the same thing. They're going to come out with Wilds, or maybe they'll release Wilds on the Switch as well later.
They need to bring back the costumes.
No, you know what they need to bring back? Poogie.
Yes.
Poogie costumes.
Poogie costumes.
And that was the pig that you can... It was just a rumor. but you can pet it, and if you timed it right, you can pet it, and it would like be really happy. It would like jump up, and a heart would pop out of it. And if you did that before a mission, you had really good luck finding the item that you wanted. It wasn't proven, but everyone believed that as a real stat. But I love shit like that. Just like rumors spreading, you know, like, oh, if you do this, you have a better chance, you know.
What's crazy, though, is like, you know, like drop rates and stuff like that. You read about it, like heavenly scales and stuff like that. I've gotten everything I needed in Monster Hunter. And what's crazy is like there are other games where drop rates are fucking rare, like Pokemon games. And like I've never come across a shiny ever. Like naturally in like,
now you get rare stuff. Fucking so, Pokerus, dude.
Yeah, so in Hades, I'm missing two fish. I have 320 hours in that game. I fish all the spots. I rarely miss a fish. How am I missing two fish?
Maybe they're only in specific spots, like specific maps.
What's funny is there's these two fish. They are in only specific spots. I've only seen once. Like, so these other two fish, I've never seen them. One's called a Progelly, and I think the other's called Skirellian.
I have a Progelly.
Never seen.
That's so funny.
Dude, how many Progellies have you seen, though? I've only seen one. My whole playthrough, I've only seen one.
If I remember correctly, I think Progelly is found only in Chaos World. In like the dark like area when you go into to see Chaos. You can see fishing spots there, and that's where you would get it. And I remember I saw the glowy thing, and I was like, oh, what's that? Progelly, cool. Walked off.
I've only seen it once. Once.
That's so funny.
320 hours.
I got better luck than you, even though you have Pokerus, dude. It still blows my mind. I've never seen Pokerus.
I think Ronald's never seen Pokerus.
That's crazy.
I had to give him the Pokerus.
He
plays. He's
farmed like shinies, and to never have seen Pokerus. I mean, there is people like that, and I don't even know if the new games have Pokerus.
I think they do.
Like a chance to find Pokerus. Like there's a way to like trade into Pokerus, but that's crazy. Does it still do the same thing in like the newer games? Like it helps with the stats or whatever.
Leveling up.
But yeah, supposedly like your Pokemon can have like a disease called Pokerus. And it's supposed to help max stats or whatever. And you can breed the disease into onto like everything, right?
Mm-hmm. You know what else is crazy? Pokemon's education. Mm.
And on that, I think we're at an hour and 6 minutes. So
IGN Live.
Yeah, next week we're going to do.
We're already there. Mm. Early sneak peek.
Sneak peek. Was really quick, though.
I'm excited. Can't wait for this work week to be over. Just want work to be over.
Yeah, last week was super fast for me because I didn't have work on Monday. Called out on Wednesday because I was sick. And then, so I only worked 3 days.
The best.
Super chill. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. Catch you on the next one. Peace.